Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
And I say welcome to the show.
101.5 FM, 720 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. Hour number two, Thursday edition of the show. Phone number to call in is 702-257-5396. You know, there's a lot of hoopla out there in, well, in the media world, in news, in obscure websites. People sharing obscure things on Facebook regarding Mike Pence absolutely going to be bounced off of this ticket and replaced with someone else, preferably a woman, because Trump is in real trouble. And the reason these rumors have started is because Trump has replaced his former campaign manager, Brad Parscale. And Brad Parscale has been replaced. It was announced just yesterday. Replaced by Bill Stipen, who has been serving on the Trump campaign as well. And Parscale is not leaving the campaign. He's going to serve as senior advisor for digital and data strategies, which he's very, very strong on. And many people have said that because of his strength in the digital and the data world, he was able to really help Trump go over the top. And, you know, Bill Stipen isn't new to D.C. The guy's been around for a long time, and he knows how to, well, handle campaigns that are in what they call a finding themselves stage. Now, you may say, well, what the hell does that mean? Is the Trump campaign in trouble, Steve? Are you seeing something that we're not seeing? Please tell me. Is the Trump campaign in trouble? Well, the mainstream media would certainly like you to believe it is. And just because there's been a change doesn't mean there's trouble. Change is important. Look, when you're in the military, if you're a general, there's strategy. Sometimes you have to make strategic moves as demos change. And demos change daily in politics. We can't say that things aren't polarized right now. We can't say that there's this, not this cancel culture. We can't say that there's not this Black Lives Matter, Antifa Marxist movement. You know, we can't say that, you know, there's not this pandemic. And right now in 2020, we're very different than where we were in 2016. So I think the president made a good decision in bringing in Bill Stipen and letting Brad Parscale do what he does best, handle digital and data strategies. He's still a senior advisor. But if you listen to the mainstream media, they'll tell you the campaign's in trouble. The campaign's in trouble. Trump losing to Joe Biden in double digits across the country. Now, if you're going to really believe those fake polls, then I guess that's up to you, because here's the deal. Those fake polls were alive and well in 2016 when it came to Hillary Clinton going to win this thing by landslide. Hillary Clinton is the preferred favorite. Hillary Clinton is 15 points here, 5 points here. I mean, you remember, there was just so much of that everywhere, even Fox News. And I told you, you can't trust Fox News. Didn't I tell you you can't trust Fox News? A lot of people saying, well, why can't we trust Fox News, Steve Sanchez? Well, because Fox News literally loves Joe Biden, or at least the Murdoch son who's running the show. His wife does, because she donated millions to his campaign. You're like, what? Come again? What? Yeah. See, I told you that the Murdochs weren't your friend. I told you that Fox News has changed considerably when it comes to its reporting on this president. That's why I've been encouraging a lot of people to go to Newsmax TV. There's a reason for that. So you can believe what you want to believe. You can believe that Joe Biden has a 12-point lead across the board if you choose to do that. Because the mainstream media is very, very convincing. You know they're convincing. Why the hell do you think people are afraid of COVID-19? Why do you think, as we discussed in the first hour, people are like, should I send my kids to school? Should I not send them to school? Because the mainstream media lies. Remember when COVID-19 first started and they had the death count ticker every day? And you know what? They did this purposely. Why? Because we were all in lockdown. Remember, it was 2 weeks to flatten the curve. We were all in lockdown. And so what are people going to do when they can't go anywhere? They watch TV. And they knew that. So they had the death tickers, and every day you're watching the president do the news conferences. Remember the coronavirus task force? Every day there'd be a news conference for about an hour, and you'd see the death toll ticker go up, and you were scared to death. And that was done purposely, to scare you to death. And again, when we say these things, we're not denying COVID-19. But what we are doing is we're exposing that the mainstream media lies. Oh, and they lie. Oh, believe me, they lie. And it's about time you know that, without a shadow of a doubt, beyond the preponderance of the evidence. That's the truth. So, you know, the Murdochs donating millions to Joe Biden, that shouldn't surprise you. So just imagine if the Murdochs are donating millions to Biden, do you think maybe, just maybe, they kind of, well, you know, tug on someone's shoulder to, well, maybe throw Donald Trump under the bus once or twice? Of course they do. Of course they do. But here's what's interesting. Even though the police organizations that endorsed Obama twice, they've endorsed Trump's reelection, but no one's talking about that. Why? Because police are racist. Yeah, we need to get rid of police, right? I mean, isn't that right? The National Association of Police Organizations have done, and this is a big deal. This is a big deal. They endorsed President Trump's reelection just yesterday. Now, of course, they did endorse Obama twice. So for someone to say that this is partisan, you're full of crap. Why isn't the mainstream media covering this? Because it's sexy to hate the police today. It's sexy to defund the police today. I mean, tell me I'm wrong. When in West Virginia, friends, when in West Virginia, a police chief, okay, get this, this is going to shock you, a police chief was facing firing because he had a pro-police flag in his home, on display in his home, and he was on a Zoom video conference, and some little rat saw he had a Blue Lives Matter flag honoring police in his private home. And that can't happen in America anymore. So people flipped out. Some of his little rat think friends flipped out, reported him, and he was forced to apologize. He was forced to apologize for having an American flag honoring the police displayed in his home. No wonder the National Association of Police Organizations is endorsing Donald Trump and not dumb, dumb Biden who hates the police and the liberal Democrats that hate the police. Don't tell me they don't hate the police. They hate the police. Let's just look at Berkeley for a moment, up in San Francisco. Okay, Berkeley, California, home of Birkenstock beads and psychedelics. They voted, the city council, to approve a measure to eliminate police, get this, from conducting traffic stops. And instead, this is what they're going to do instead, because this is how smart those acid droppers are. Instead, they're going to send unarmed civilian city workers to make traffic stops. Now, friends, just imagine you're driving down the 415 in San Francisco or Berkeley, okay? Or the 5 freeway, I mean. And all of a sudden, you see a little white truck behind you with the orange light. You know, a little civilian city worker with the orange light flashing. What a joke! That's who's going to pull you over now and give you a ticket. Just imagine if that person was drinking. Just imagine if that person just robbed a bank. How is the civilian city worker going to handle that? But that's what happens when you drink too much booze, drop too much acid, and have sex and orgies in Berkeley, California. Again, no wonder the National Association of Police Organizations have endorsed President Donald Trump's reelection. But here's what's interesting. Again, they're trying to say, oh, but the approval ratings for Donald Trump are horrible. He's only at 44% approval rating. What the mainstream media fails to tell you, that in July of 2012, during Barack Obama's reelection, Barack Obama was at a 45% approval rating, and he won reelection in a landslide. So the mainstream media is lying to you. You need to believe me. You need to shut Cuomo off. You need to shut some of these fools off that are on CNN, MSNBC, and yes, even Fox News, because they're lying to you. So when they tell you that Donald Trump is only at a 44% approval rating, okay, that's fine. But Barack Obama was at a 45 July 2012, and he fared out quite well, didn't he? You see, this is the reality, and I've said this for years. This is how elections play out now. 50% of the country believes this. 50% of the country believes that. So if this polling and approval ratings are true, then it's where it's supposed to be, like it was with Obama. And all the president needs to do, just like President Obama at that time, is to convince a handful of independents to jump ship and vote for him, and he'll win again, probably 362 electoral votes versus the 302 he won last time. What say you? I'm opening up the phone lines. 702-257-5396. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. Look, Pence isn't going anywhere. I'm convinced of it. But they're trying to make you believe Donald Trump's in trouble. Are you going to believe them? Are you going to believe them? Or are you going to push back really, really hard at this point? We'll be right back.
Truthful take on our troubled times. It's Steve Sanchez.
All right, welcome back to the program. You know, you heard me earlier in the segment talk about Newsmax TV. There's a reason for it. President Trump gives it two thumbs up. Why? Because he knows you're going to get armed with the facts if you watch Newsmax TV. Look, I watch it. I like it. You know, I'm a frequent guest on it. It's got some great shows like Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Mike Huckabee, Herman Cain, Michelle Malkin, and so many more. But it definitely unapologetically allows the conservative viewpoint to be heard. And that's something that not even Fox News is doing any longer. It's on all major cable systems. You can find it on DirecTV, Dish, Sling, Fubo, Suddenlink, Cox, CenturyLink, Spectrum, and many, many more. All you need to do is just check your cable guide. I also want you to consider Blitz by David Horowitz. In fact, the president has tweeted that this is a book that can help him win. In fact, it reveals the secret plan, in fact, to help Trump win. Why aren't you reading it? It's on my shelf. You should have it on your shelf. Pretty easy to do. You can get a free offer by calling Newsmax at 1-800-NEWSMAX or basically go to blitz411.com. That means save $28. I mean, you can go to a bookstore and buy it, or you can save $28. Take advantage of the free offer by calling 1-800-NEWSMAX or visiting blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com. Start watching Newsmax today, friends. Look, I watch it. I believe that you're going to get a better viewpoint. And trust me, read David Horowitz's books, already a number one bestseller on the bestsellers list on the New York Times. list as well as Amazon. There's a reason for it. I'm telling you, it's what the secret billionaires are trying to do to this president. This book reveals it. David Horowitz does a great job at Blitz. Again, blitz411.com. Make sure you read it and then pass it to someone else so they can read it too. All right, let's go ahead and jump to some of our busy calls. Let's jump over to Mr. C. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Mr. S., how are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, to let you know where I'm at, I was a CCSD employee in transportation for about 10 years. I recently retired. During most of the time, I was a shop steward for the association. I don't know if you saw the expose on Channel 13 tonight about the school bus driver who had contracted the virus, and CCS did the best not to tell anyone, including you fellow drivers, what was going on. That is not that only case. I've got probably 500 bus drivers' phone numbers in my phone. I'm here to tell you that more drivers than that were exposed, and CCCSD handled it very, very poorly, and OSHA violations beyond belief. Right now, they're training the drivers, some of the drivers, only the senior drivers that are there now, because they're here during the summer until next week. They've been having them clean these buses down, supposedly disinfecting them. They give them a pair of latex gloves, a paper mask, and a couple of rags, and this little spray stuff that comes in a 55-gallon drum, and that's their idea of sanitation. But it gets worse than that. When you get to the plan of how they're planning on sending students back to school, you have to understand there's over 320,000 students in the Clark County School District. 100,000 of those are special needs. They're going to have to go 5 days a week, or otherwise they will lose their matching federal funding. Mm. Now, there are, there's 700 buses in the district, right around that number total. And they want to put 15 students and do the social distancing and the mask. And they haven't figured out what they're going to do about checking their temperatures, because they want to check their temperatures before they board the bus. They haven't really been very clear about what they're going to do there.
So I know we're coming up on break, so we got to get to a conclusion so this audience knows exactly what that climax is.
What that boils down to is they don't have enough resources to do what they're planning on doing for the number of students that they have. It's not physically possible.
So they're lying, is what you're saying?
Yes, sir. They're lying through their teeth. And that doesn't include budget cuts, which they're going to get budget cuts whether they like it or not.
So do you think, even though
they're saying,
even though they're saying it's safe, do you think it's not safe, yes or no?
Do I believe it's safe? No, absolutely not.
All right. Because I appreciate that. I appreciate it. I'm up on break. I appreciate that. And, you know, the audience and the parents in the audience are going to have to, you know, hear that and make some decisions and be wise. I know they lie a lot. That I know. But I do appreciate your insight. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Look, COVID-19... and the handling of this pandemic, which I believe the president's done a good job, I think overwhelmingly people believe that. I don't think that is what the Democrats are going to use more and more and more to try to make Donald Trump a one-term president. I think the systemic racism is where they're going to go. We're going to break it down when we get back. This is Steve Sanchez. Back to the program. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you on this Thursday edition of the show. FWS Lending, again, if you're needing cash now, listen to me, friends. Cash now, $1,000 to $5,000 in your pocket in 72 hours. Ed at old school at FWS Lending is where you need to go. He's been serving Las Vegas over 30 years. And he helps people get money now. And now you may be saying, Steve, look, man, you know, my credit's just not great. It's horrible. Doesn't matter. Bad credit, No credit, zero credit. That's not one of the qualifications. Just a good full-time paying job gets you $1,000 to $5,000 in cash in as little as 72 hours. Again, he's a local guy dealing with the local community. He has flexible and easy payback. He'll work with you personally, not like these big other guys that just, well, they just know you as an account number. They don't know your name. They don't know your story. They don't know your goals. And right now, being that we're coming out of this whole thing with COVID, cash now may be appropriate. And you probably didn't know there was a place to go. Ed at FWS Lending is the place to go. He said he would be standing by to answer any questions for this audience up until 9 p.m. Pacific time tonight. 702-613-2153. That's 702-613-2153 is how you can reach him. Ask him what he could do for you. Make sure you tell him I sent you. I've talked to so many people in the past that have gone to Ed, and he has helped them out of a pinch. $1,000 to $5,000 cash now. 72 hours, bad credit, no credit, doesn't matter, just a good full-time job. 702-613-2153, Ed at FWS Lending, serving Las Vegas for over 30 years. Give him a call, get some help, get your life moving forward, and hopefully 2021 will be a great year for all of us. All right, we've been talking about, well, COVID-19. The president's campaign in trouble, which is a lie, as I told you. He's at 44% approval rating now, but Barack Obama at this same time in his reelection was at 45%. So the mainstream media lies. Now, they're trying to pin the mishandling of the pandemic on him. I think people are becoming a lot more knowledgeable where that's not going to stick. So that's why systemic racism continues to be there. The defunding of the police, systemic racism, that whites are horrible, blacks have been mistreated. If that's not an example, let's just use Goya as an example. You know, the Latino company Goya praised Donald Trump, and there was this boycott on Goya. The left flipped out, and this is a Hispanic-owned company. This goes to show you, they don't care if you're Hispanic or black. They just want you to fall in line with their thinking. And now Goya is making record numbers, because I'll tell you one thing right now, baby. Don't screw with Hispanics. You try to basically throw us under the bus, we will go show you that we are no plantation, baby. And that's what's happening with Goya right now. Unprecedented. Unprecedented. Which leads me to Nick Cannon. Oh, you didn't think I was going to talk about Nick Cannon? I've never been a fan of Nick Cannon. And in fact, a number of years ago when I was doing a podcast for Podcast One, out in Hollywood, Nick Cannon had his studios in there. He was a Podcast One as well, and just not a fan. You know, someone said, hey, do you want to go meet Nick Cannon? No, I really don't care. He has a big mouth, very arrogant, and now he's blaming the man, the white man, for keeping the Negro in his place. That's what he said. They want to put the young Negro in his place. That's what he's saying. He's just not wanting to take responsibility for what he said on his podcast. All the anti-Semitic rant that he had, you know, because he's in this black Islam thing like Louis Farrakhan, you know, Louis Chewy Farrakhan that thinks that a mothership is going to come and take them up. I mean, he's a lunatic, full of hate and a lunatic. And Nick Cannon has fallen down into that theology. Fine. First Amendment. You can believe whatever you want. If you want to go to Sedona, Arizona and worship a rock, God bless you. You get to worship a rock. But you just can't go on your podcast or do the things that you do. Like I talked about that lunatic in New Hampshire. She was a talk radio host and she went and started saying, are you illegal? Or you don't speak Spanish? Remember that whole thing? She got fired, and I still don't think she should have got fired. And I'm wondering, should have Nick Cannon gotten fired? Now, I know that may throw some people in a tizzy saying, what the hell are you talking about? Well, if we truly have a First Amendment, where does the First Amendment start and where does it end? Because it is his podcast. He has his audience. And if that's his belief, shouldn't we let him have his belief even though he sounds like a fool? Now, you may be saying, well, what did he say? Well, I didn't hear all of it, but I heard clips of it enough to know that he's a lunatic. But he basically said that whites and Jews are the real beasts, not the black man. And I happen to believe that whites, Jews, blacks, and Hispanics are not beasts. Some are. Some are lunatics, some are thugs, some are criminals in the Jewish community, in the white community, in the black community, in the Hispanic community, in the Muslim community, in the Asian community. Of course, you're going to have loonies and thugs and criminals in every community. But to make those types of blatant statements just shows where his head is. Now, and he had to issue an apology. I guess he thought that was going to be enough. But, you know, CBS, Viacom CBS fired him, condemned his hate speech, fired him. And this is what he said, and I quote, "I am deeply saddened in a moment so close to reconciliation that the powers that be misused an important moment for us to all grow closer together and learn more about one another. Instead, the moment was stolen and hijacked to make an example of an outspoken black man. I will not be bullied, silenced, or continuously oppressed by any organization, group, or corporation. He has the right to feel that way. But people and advertisers have the right to believe he's an anti-Semite. It's pretty simple. But this whole canceling of this and canceling of that and firing of this and firing of that, I think it's all premature. Now, he's demanding. This is where my defense stops. He's demanding that he's issued an apology. He's demanding that he gets complete ownership of his show. Well, it just doesn't work that way, Nick. And he goes on to say, well, blacks have been mistreated by Viacom for years. Look, stop it already. Let's stop with all this systemic racist crap. This is where I'm going with things. I don't like what Nick Cannon said at all. Viacom has the right to fire him. They do. Maybe he'll get a big Nike deal like Colin Kaepernick did. I don't know. I think Puff Daddy or something hired him to do something. I don't know. Who cares? What I'm saying is, why are we so selective of where the First Amendment starts and where it ends? Because if we're truly purveyors of the First Amendment, even though we agree that this is hate speech and he sounds like a lunatic, does he have the right to say those things? Should have he have been fired for those things? Because if you keep doing this, no one's going to have a job on anything doing anything. I think we get overly sensitive because we're in this cancel culture. He could have apologized, and if he didn't want to apologize, his advertisers and his audience would dictate his fate. I'm opening up the phone lines. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the conversation. 702-257-5396. What do you think about Nick Cannon? Do you think he should have been fired? Do you think he was out of control? Should he have just been left alone? Because here's where, again, I'm going with it. Oh, they're going to still try to utilize COVID-19. Absolutely. Towards the president and the mishandling of the pandemic. They're going to say that over and over, but they're going to basically say, because the president loves the Confederate flag, and because the president is a white supremacist, and all his followers are Klansmen, even though his followers happen to be black and white and brown and Muslim and all different colors in the crayon box, this is the blanket statement, they're going to use this and say, see, this is what made Nick Cannon reach out and do this. You see, this is why Black Lives Matter exists, even though their sign, their flag, is that of a Marxist. But, you know, most people that have a brain know that. Other people that don't have a brain don't know it. It's just real simple. Well, it's about the money, Steve. It's about the money. I hear this from a lot of people. It's just about the money. That's all it is. You know, and I heard someone the other day say, you know, the love of, you know, money is the root of all evil. Well, let me help you with your biblical theology. It's not money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money is the root of all evil. Money in itself is not evil. It's the love of money that's all evil. And you can make a good decision with money and help a lot of people that are going to bed hungry, or you can be a selfish slob and keep every penny to yourself. Some people just need to not tiptoe through the tulips when they're not in their space, because they sound like damn fools. Let's get to our busy calls. Alex, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Steve. One interesting point you just brought up, you said about the First Amendment. Let me tell you something. The freedom of speech. I've met some Cubans that made me realize something. The Democratic Party are just like the Cuban dictatorship in Cuba. What do I mean by that? In Cuba, you do have a speech as long as it's you're towing toe in the line of the Communist Party. That's what they mean by the First Amendment. I think the Democrats just love that. As long as you agree with them, you're fine. But if not, then you're the enemy. As far as the election for Donald Trump, I think he definitely has a very good chance of winning, because I've run into many Hispanics that did not like Trump 3 years ago, and now they love him. They're actually calling this the COVID economy, not the Trump economy, because they know that the reason we're in this situation is because of this exaggerated COVID situation. They blame a lot of Hispanics that I know that are Democrat, but I will vote for Trump. They blame it on the Democrats. So those of you out there who think that Trump is not going to win, be a little bit confident, because the people I talk to, it's totally different. And
Alex, you bring up a good point. You absolutely bring up a good point. There's a lot of Democrats that are going to jump ship. No one's talking about that. Thank you for the call, by the way. I'm up on break. But there's a lot of Democrats that'll stay Democrat. They'll be registered Democrats. They're just going to stay Democrat. But they're going to vote for Trump. You're right. And many Hispanics, you're right, I'm glad you said that, that didn't necessarily see Trump for the, well, benefit he'd be to them with the lowest unemployment in history for Hispanics, you know, DACA, all the different things that he's doing, criminal justice reform, etc. Now they're saying, wow, this guy may not be as, well, compassionate as I'd like him to be, but I don't need compassion from my president. I'll get that from my priest or my pastor. I just want this guy to take care of the country and keep us strong. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Quick break, and then we're going to come back and take these calls. Don't go away.
The time for talking's over now. I guess it's time to let you go. But I don't. No, I don't mind at all. It's getting so you
welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez, Thursday edition of the show. Glad to be hanging out with you. The SteveSanchezShow.com website. Let me remind you about that. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, my socials. You need to be following me. If you're not, please do. And of course, our podcast, our archives, all the above are there. The SteveSanchezShow.com website. Let's get right back to our busy calls. Paul, you're up next. Welcome to the program. Hey, Paul, you with me? Paul has left the building. Let's jump over to our friend on the left coast, Khalid the Patriot.
Good evening, Steve. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. You've got a story that I'm dying to hear here, and it seems like your story is like a lot of other stories happening, these so-called crazy Karens.
Well, absolutely, Steve. Well, apparently this crazy Karen walked into my father's gas station today, and he's a young man, not a woman, so I don't know what you call a male version.
Crazy Ken.
Anyway, so he buys a lighter, and then he looks at me, and he's like, why aren't you wearing a mask? I don't need to. Oh, you don't believe in wearing masks? Oh, my God, here we go. You know, don't you care about the public health? Oh, my God, okay. Hey, I got you. Are you making a threat? Tom, can you please leave? He starts laughing. He starts giving me the Nazi salute. He starts flipping me off like, okay?
Really?
And then he says like, oh, it's the law. You have to wear a mask. No. It's unconstitutional. I don't believe in wearing masks because it doesn't help you. It's actually bad for your health. Okay?
Did he flip out? Did he flip out, or did he just leave?
I mean, he kind of mildly, not too much. I mean, I came outside of my baseball bat, and I basically told him, if you don't leave, I'm going to smash your car.
So, did you really?
I mean, yeah, get off my lot. Like, and he wants to take a picture of me. And
really?
And a lot of people don't know this, Steve, but if I'm on a business property, like you're on my business, you're actually not allowed to take a picture of me if I don't consent to it. It's different if you're public.
Yeah.
Take pictures and stuff, but if you're on business, you're on private property, you can't be taking pictures. So
wow.
I'm like, are you serious? Like, you're going to like, okay. I'm like, what, are you the thought police or something? Like, okay.
are you guys being shut down? I mean, in terms of, you know, like a curfew again, or is that not happening?
No, No, Steve. The only thing is, like, restaurants, we're not having, like, dine-in again. There's no more dining in.
Wow.
As far as the mosque thing goes, Steve, I actually did a little research. We're not really affected because we don't do singing or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not really that effective. And another thing, Steve, I want to say something about Nick Cannon. I don't know what kind of Islam he's learning or practicing, because we don't have black Islam. It's just Islam.
Yeah, it's that Louis Farrakhan craziness.
So, I mean, I don't know what is he, like, who's teaching him?
It's
like,
the nation. It's that Nation of Islam stuff that he's doing. And, you know, that stuff is wackadoodle. And look, you know, if they want to do it, fine. You know, Khalid, I mean, I think you'll agree. Hey, First Amendment, whatever. But I think it perverts things, and Louis Farrakhan is a perverter of things, and I think everybody knows that and understands that. Khalid, I got to bounce. I do appreciate it. Be safe out there, man. You don't want anybody, taking you down, especially when they're doing those Nazi salutes. You better be careful. All right, the last half hour of this program brought to you by Veterans Vitality. You know, I am a user of CBD. In fact, I've got so much tension in my neck, as soon as I'm off, I'm going to be rubbing Valor Balm on my neck because it just works. Millions of people are seeing the same results. Chronic pain, depression, anxiety. CBD has been shown scientifically to work. What I love about this company, veteran owned, they give a percentage of their profits to vets birthed in Las Vegas, serving the country, and I want you to give them a shot, because you probably have tension, you probably have pain, depression, anxiety. Here's a great way to try it absolutely for free. Just go to SanchezFreeCBD.com. That's SanchezFreeCBD.com. You'll see a menu of things that I use. 30 days free. Yeah, I mean, no strings attached. Go there now. Try to help yourself. Let's help our vets. I'll be back on tomorrow night. Until next time, friends, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
You've been listening to Steve Sanchez. For more of Steve, visit thestevesanchezshow.com.